Have you ever wondered how a simple fry cook could ascend the ranks to become the owner of multiple McDonald's franchises? Today, we delve into the captivating journey of Antoine Evans, a testament to the power of perseverance and the relentless pursuit of dreams. Embarked on this ambitious venture, today you own several McDonald's franchises. What does this achievement mean to you, Antoine? It's a dream come true, but more than that, it's proof that no matter where you come from, you can create your own path to success.
Y'all, welcome back to another episode of the CVMK Show, because it is what it is. You are watching and listening to the best podcast. Scratch that, the best show on God's Green Planet, because I'm the best show host. Connect your boy on Instagram, CVMK underscore global, where we are over 73,000 followers. It is what it is underscore show is growing. We're going to get there, CVMK 33, and the YouTube channel, y'all. I also have a website for the podcast that I need to highlight more. But I'm doing some things and tweaking until I feel like it's ready to show the world. But YouTube, one word, four letters, CVMK. We are finally over 14,000 subscribers. I want to thank you. I want to thank the fans. And where the best supplements are, www.cvmkglobal.store. I got with us our number one seller. We're currently sold out of this, but a new product drops tomorrow. It's the rebrand of Warrior Thirst. You don't want to miss it. If you follow the pages, you'll see why. Drops tomorrow, but I had to show off superpower. I always got it with me. www.cvmkglobal.store. Look, today's episode, we have someone who has pulled themselves up, someone who has gone through the battle of entrepreneurship, can speak to the highs, the lows of trying to get something, trying to stick to a dream, trying to fight for what you believe in, and actually did it. We didn't have to just talking about hearsay. He's now an owner and operator of three, not one, not two, but three McDonald's. So you know his check don't bounce. So we got my man Antoine Evans. We're going to get into it because this is the CVMK show. But first, as we find it, quick word from my sponsors. We'll be back with the show. Antoine, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. What's going on, Mr. Cody?
Man, I'm fine. I appreciate you. You know us, you know, little guys. We appreciate you. Nobody else appreciates you. I appreciate you.
I appreciate that. But I wouldn't have not missed this for the world. So when you asked me, I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. You asked me a couple months ago, and I was like, man, I ain't did nothing yet.
We're there now. You know, your story is more than inspirational. It's true, right? It's relatable. It's, I think, what people need to hear. You know, I think when people look at the cost of living and they look at inflation and they look at, you know, political despondency, yeah, it's hard to believe in anything. Right. And I think people need good news. I think they need to see success stories. So, Antoine, for them that do not know, if you could just give a brief background of who you are and how did you start on this path?
Well, I'm Antoine Evans, and, you know, I've worked for McDonald's for many years, 30 plus years. And I started back when I was 15 years old. And, you know, I got to tell you the story of how I started and, you know, just where I got to now. You know, my mom used to tell me, don't go looking for a job during the day because, you know, the boss is probably busy. Don't go on the weekends. Don't go on the weekends because the boss probably ain't there. And definitely don't go on a Sunday. Well, I went, was walking my girlfriend home one night, stopped into a McDonald's after hours, and I stopped in, and the guy said, "I can't believe you waited this long. I want you to come back on Sunday and meet my boss." So I did everything my mom told me not to do. and I wound up in McDonald's for 30 plus years. And, you know, McDonald's saved my life. There was many nights where I was working late where I could have been in the streets. And I chose to work, and I chose to just follow that path. Just fast forward, after working 10 years for the company, I decided to go work for an operator. And at that time, I might have been 25 years old. And I was just working, and I found an opportunity to go work with this operator. And I worked there for, like I said, worked for McDonald's for 10 years. And then I left. And once I wanted to go work for this operator, it was then evident that this was what I wanted to do. And I saw someone who basically worked their way up from the bottom to nothing. And I saw that as an inspiration. And I knew at that time that I wanted to be an operator. And, you know, this was young. I was young. I was 25 years old. And it took me 20 years to get to this point. But a lot of learnings, a lot of teachings. We're here now.
So, So when you, like I said, you left, you came back, you worked for an operator. You saw somebody that showed you that you could do the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
How important is it to be within reach of your heroes? Because you know what I think was happening? Is that there's a lot of influencers, but the distance between them and you is too vast. You know, like I love The Rock, right? Yeah. But I don't even know where he lives, but he is so far removed from my world. There's no way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could not feed off that energy. Like, how important or how essential was it for you to have somebody within arm's reach?
I would tell you that it was probably one of the most important things. In fact, that guy was, you know, we had a very different relationship. So we had multiples. So not only was he my mentor, he was also my father figure. He was also my friend, and he was also my boss. So, you know, for me, it was a juggling act to determine what role, you know, we were in at certain times. And, you know, I figured it out after some trial and error. But but I would tell you that it's very important to have someone at arm's reach that's basically living your dream. Mm-hmm. And this person is living your dream. He or she may be living your dream. But that is so important because you can ask them all the questions and you can watch them fail. You can watch them get back up. You can watch all of the things that they do. You can find out the things that they do that you don't want to do. You see it firsthand.
How for you? You said you can watch them fail. A lot of times, you know, people start off with you can watch them, you know, succeed or work hard, but you don't really hear the failure part. And I feel like.
Please.
It's not right. I feel like it's not fair to say that we don't fail. Like, I feel like in some way, shape, or form, you know, I mess up every day. You know, every day.
Like, I messed up today. I messed up.
Right.
Today.
As long as it's not illegal or illegal, I just say. But how for you seeing somebody. Because, you know, you and me come from the same religious tradition where.
Yeah. Yeah.
Failure is seen as demonic. Like, it's like not
you
God.
Can't fail. It's not,
you can't fail, but it's like, well, it's like, well, everybody fails, you know? So
let's be real.
Let's be real, right? How important was that for you to see that my humanity does not limit me even in failure?
Well, I mean, when you think about it, you know, it's a mindset, you know, you know, you think about, I think this guy that built Honda, you know, he failed 101 times before he got it right with the car. You know, it without failure, there's no success. You know, if everyone was walking around here doing everything perfect, I mean, the world would be just this one perfect place. Nothing happens. But, you know, we live in a society where people are afraid to say that they have made a mistake. They're afraid to say that they have failed because they're afraid to, you know, to look a certain way because of what someone might say, you know. So, you know, for me, you know, look, you're going to go through challenges daily. You're going to go through everything that could entice you. You will do everything, you know, not perfect. You won't do things perfect. So, you know, I mean, the failure piece, man, you know, I mean, I can go on and on, but, sure. But watching someone that go through some challenges, and let's just say challenges, you know, just watching someone that go through challenges, you kind of understand what they're going through, and, you know, you learn from it, and it's just easier for you to remember that and go back to that when you're on your journey.
I like it. Look, after this quick break, I want to talk to you about how did you silence the voices? Because I feel like when chasing a dream, you already got to deal with the chase.
Yeah.
But it's the external voices, the naysayers, you know, like, why won't you support me? You know, like that is the thing that has to get silenced. When we return after a quick word from our sponsor. Yeah.
There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CBMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cbmkglobal.store.
I got it with one of the products that, and I think I have Transform with me because my D-Way is over there. I don't know if they get, there it is. You can see it. Look, www.cbmkglobal.store. I'm telling you, the best supplements. First of all, as COO, co-founder, I have made it my focus to provide safe, effective products. We have made it our focus to provide safe, effective products. Certificate analysis on every single product. Everything that's in there is really in there. And it's a minority-owned, women-owned business enterprise. What you waiting on? And you know the COO, you can call me. You can't call Dwayne Johnson. You drinking Zoa? He ain't picking up the phone. So www.cbmkglobal.store. Use code CBMK24 for 24% off. All right, so the voices.
You know, I'll tell you, I had different things coming at me. So yeah. I had people that completely believed in me. You know, sure. I had people that, you know, that completely believed in me. There, I also had people that felt like I should have already been here. Hmm. You know, you should have been had your stores by now. You should have been. And you know, and then, you know, you have those naysayers. The one thing I can tell you that helps you through that is believing. You got to believe. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have faith in yourself. And, you know, when you can believe and you've set out to say, you know what, no matter what anybody says, I'm going to give it my all. I can't worry about what people are saying. I can't worry about what other people think, because at the end of the day, I have to walk in these shoes. And it is not an easy thing to do. You know, you have people that, you know, that are happy for you. You have people that act like they're happy for you. And you just have to not worry about that. And you have to do what you believe. And you have to go for it as if, you know, no one's standing there. And I think that's the magic potion that I use to drown out the noise, and a little bit of prayer.
What about tribal influence? What I mean by that, something I'm learning, and I think it's becoming more real as this thing, as I continue along this path. It's not that you have to divorce yourself from your upbringing, but you do have to create some cognitive dissonance. That's the best way to say it, right? Like, you have to
listen, man. Let me tell you, I was having this conversation the other day. Listen, you're constantly growing.
Yeah,
you're constantly growing, and you're not the same person that you were 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. You're not the same person that you were 5 years ago. And so a lot of times when you're growing and you're growing into a field, you know, you're not going to do certain things. You're not going to say things a certain way. You're not going to behave in a certain way. It's because you're growing and you know and you understand. So, you know, you have some people say, oh, man, you changed and, you know, you talk different. No. I'm the same me. I'm just the better version of me. That's it. You know, you can't be the same. And you know, no one elevates and still the same person.
Yeah.
You know.
For you in this elevation, was there any surprises? Well, let's start here. First of all, when it happened, was it everything that you thought it was, like from an inside feeling? Like, did you feel like this is what I've been working for?
You're talking in terms of when I acquired the restaurant?
Yeah, like you know, because some people say, like, when it happens, like, there's this anticlimactic feel, like, oh. Like, what was that feeling? Yeah.
Oh. So, you know, I had a lot of different feelings.
Okay.
For the, you know, the feeling of joy came obviously because, you know, this is your lifelong dream, and how sweet it is to have your lifelong dream come true. You know, you dreamed about this. This day is no different than a guy who, you know, an athlete who, you know, dreamed of winning, you know, the Super Bowl or an NBA title, and they finally got to that point. You know, they're ecstatic. But when you get there, the work really starts. You know, all the work that you've done to get there is not the same work that you're going to do to stay there and to keep it thriving. So, you know, you have a little time for a little bit of euphoria and say, okay, yes, I'm happy. Yeah, we did it. We're here, you know, and you're enjoying that moment. But, you know, you only have a short time to celebrate, you know, and then it becomes, you got to get down to business because you may, you know, if you acquired a business, you know, someone sold that business because there was a problem. So now you're solving problems daily and sometimes all day, you know, to make things smoother and better for you in the future. So you don't have time to, you know, you have time to celebrate a little bit, but when it's go time, it's go time.
What about those that you thought would have cheered louder? You know, not naming names, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But something I'm learning is that the hand claps aren't from who you thought. Hand claps, they're not as loud as they should be. You know, like,
you know, I would tell you that I don't focus.
Okay.
I don't focus on that. You know. And I know what you mean because I also I learned early on in my career that the higher you go up, the less of this you're gonna get, or the less of this you're gonna get. And you know, once you get to, you know, you start, you know, achieving things, you know, it's gonna be less and less and less of it. And then, you know, it becomes a circle of people that, you know, will celebrate you. And then you have that circle of people. And that's it. Everybody else is like, you know, it doesn't matter.
So for you to get here, you know, it's not an overnight thing. I think there's not just church, but I think society as a whole is split between this idea of, I won't even say manifestation. I think that's an overly used word, but let's just say manifestation.
Yeah.
And those that understand, like, there's a process, right? Like you said, you started when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
Worked 10 years, left, came back, had to do it again on a different level. And now, you know, like, how long? And I'm not, obviously, this isn't, but for you to, you know, see this dream kind of come about.
Yeah.
Really, like, how did you settle that in your mind? Like, man, it's going to take me longer than 6 months.
I had no idea. First of all, I didn't know it was going to be McDonald's. I thought, you know, as I was younger, all I knew is I wanted to be in business.
Yeah.
So I had no idea that I was going to end up in McDonald's. And then, you know, when I got to McDonald's and you know, I kept getting promoted, I go, oh, man, this is sweet. You know, I might as well just stick this out. And then, you know, as I said, when I got, you know, 25 and I was able to see someone that did it, then it kind of stuck. But I would tell you that
But when did you like really see it? Like at what year was like, I see it now?
Okay. So really, I would tell you that it wasn't until at you know, when I was 25.
Yeah.
And that might have been around 2003-ish, 4-ish or somewhere around there. That's when I knew. But I was not ready at that time, but I knew what I wanted to do. And if you let me tell it, I was ready at that time, but understanding what I know now and going through some of the things and the challenges that I've gone through, you know, since then, I realized that I wasn't ready. But at that time, I knew it was what I wanted. It was all I wanted to do.
I like it. Look, when we return, I want to get into really how do we create these opportunities, right? Mm-hmm. I think the next phase of economic freedom has to be the creation of opportunities,
right?
So we're going to get into it. Quick word from our sponsors.
Right. Unfortunately, every day is not a day of spring. Life is filled with toxic temptations designed to entice you, to destroy you, to manipulate you, to poison you, to harm you, to cancel you, and to make you sick. And at CVMK, we've designed supplements so that you can fight back. You can be who you were destined to be. You can unleash the hero within. With our signature supplement line, go to www.cvmkglobal.store.
Y'all, www.cvmkglobal.store. That's when you know you're staying up late, burning the candle on both ends.
I know, right?
Goes down. Best supplements, www.cvmkglobal.store. Okay, so look, leadership, entrepreneurship is a beautiful land.
Yeah.
That has a dark, twisting road.
People don't know
a lot of right ghouls and goblins.
Yeah.
And I don't think the answer is destroy the force because it would destroy entrepreneurship as a whole. But I do think it's we need more guides.
Yeah.
How do we do that? How do we be a mentor to people that's like, man, Twan, I want to be like you, man. I want to, you know, maybe if it's not even open up a McDonald's, you know, franchise, it's I want to get to a level where I can be an owner of something. Like, how do we create these mentorships and these pathways?
So, you know, you have these opportunities, and I will tell you, these days, any business is about the people. You know, any opportunity I can to get an opportunity to speak to a younger guy or young woman who aspires to do something, I've made it my lifelong mission to give them some type of word of encouragement. And, you know, I just believe that mentoring people and giving them an opportunity to network, it creates that, it helps create that opportunity. I would tell you that I'll never forget the best networking event that I had. And it was actually, I had to go to an event. We had to fly to Vegas, but I went with a purpose. I wasn't going to gamble. I wasn't going to see the lights. I had a list of names of people that I needed to talk to. Some of the people I have never seen before. So I had to Google them to see what they look like, because if I saw them on the floor, I would know who they are. So that way I could kind of get with them and talk to them. So these are some of the things that are important when you're talking about, you know, just mentorship and networking and creating opportunities. I think that's definitely one of the key things.
For business, you know, there's always this threat of artificial intelligence, and it's impacting every sector of life. Yeah. Fast food used to be viewed as the gateway or the entry, you know, that you could sharpen your skills and do this, but now, you know, you're starting to hear about robotic servers. I'm a part of this investing community. I just read the newsletters. I don't have enough cash right now to do it. So, but it was this franchise that shall not be named, not McDonald's, and they were like, you can open up a little mini, you know, franchise, and you can have a robot worker. And it was like, this was the fee to start.
Yeah,
and I thought about how many jobs that would displace. Is that a fear of yours? Like, do you foresee, you know, Antoine, like 5 years from now, you know, you got 100 McDonald's and you only got one person, one human being working there because all the rest are, you know, cyborgs. Like, what is that? What is the AI? How does that affect you?
You know, I think artificial intelligence is a good thing. I also believe that, you know, it also has limits, and no matter what, there will always have to be use for human interaction. And for this reason, computers fail.
That's true.
And when the computers fail, who's going to do the work while the computer's down? So there has to be some manual labor that's going to have to be factored in and fixed. So if you know, computers or robots come to be part of the workplace, that's exactly what they'll be. They'll be part of the workplace. Maybe not 100%. Maybe there'll be some, but you will still have to have some type of human interaction, because that robot, you know, just doesn't have a heart. It doesn't have, you know, the ability to always connect with the human as they so desire sometimes.
That's fair. I mean, I agree. I mean, I think that you'll have always a human element. Would it turn you off if you saw fully automated, you know, autonomous, you know, McDonald's, like nobody there, no human?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say it would turn me off. I haven't been part of, you know, talks of where that is likely to happen in the future. You know, but, you know, McDonald's is always wanting to create feel-good moments. And, you know, I don't see a feel-good moment coming from a robot. I'll just leave it at that.
I like it. Like, I want to talk about the joys and the woes of success. I'm going to have to catch a break, but I want to lay the landscape. Okay. I have Mike Kimbrew on here. Mike says, hey, look, when you get that first million, Cody, I'm telling you, it ain't what you think. It's not what you think. No. It's a lot of things come at you.
What
you think. I was like what? He was like everything, you know. Like, so I was like, you know, let me ask Antoine, like, you know, now you're in this space. What does that look like? So I'm gonna let you take a water break, get some breather. Got to this quick little break. When we return, I want to talk about how do we manage success and hopefully survive it. That's a quick word for our sponsors.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower pre-workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower pre-workout to be your own hero.
Y'all, www.cvmkglobal.store. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. I'm trying to get you there. www.cvmkglobal.store. Click on signature supplements. We got some cool things coming out this summer. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not even going to go into it. That's for another episode. I'm going to just say, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
www.cvmkglobal.store. Okay, success.
All right.
Success is not always successful.
Yes.
I think the Bible talks about in the book of Joshua, and he had good success. Almost a play on words as if you could have bad success, right?
You're right.
You know, success creates gravity. Hmm. Gravity pulls things towards you.
Yeah.
And things can be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. How have you managed that portion? I mean, full transparency, no, none of this church boy answer stuff. I'm talking about, hey, look, things I'm sure, you know, I remember I was there. I'm like, man, you got a lot of claps. Anybody sliding your DMs? Anything happen? Like, hey, man, as soon as they said that, I got a message. Tell me the truth.
So, you know, I tell you, it's probably a little bit different for me, just because, you know, I'm going into a space and a business that I've been in it for years.
Gotcha.
So when you're faced with a challenge or something that comes about, you know, you don't stumble over it, because it's like, okay, you expect something like this to come up. It may be something you haven't seen before, but you're not surprised, because it's like, oh my God, well, you know, this is, I thought I saw it all, but this is not it. I would tell you that the biggest part of having success in my space has been managing the people. Because the people make or break you. And you don't do anything without people. And a lot of time when you're acquiring companies, you're acquiring businesses, you have people there that they're so used to, I did it this way. We used to do it this way. Well, that way wasn't working. That's why the company sold. And now we're going to do things the right way. Or the way that I feel that, you know, we should do things, so that way we can be even further successful. But that's just one element. That's managing the business. Then you have the element of managing your family. You know, I'm in a situation where I'm in a whole nother state. My family's in Illinois and I'm in Michigan. Yeah. You know, and you know, you're faced with that challenge to where you are trying to build something. At the same time, you're having to manage your family that's in a whole different state. You know, that becomes a thing. And then, you know, you know, that the term where they say it's lonely at the top.
Yeah.
So, you know, just think about it. I'm in a situation where I'm all the way in Michigan. I'm practically by myself, and I'm trying to manage this company and build this company. And, you know, some days it's like you're alone, and you're trying to, with all of this going on, you're trying to get people to follow you. You're trying to convince people that this is the way. And, you know, you're successful. You purchased this company, these entities, and you're doing everything that you set out to do. But then you come to this point to where it's real life, where you're like, okay, man, I gotta manage the family. I gotta manage the business. I gotta manage myself. And, you know, it becomes a thing. However, you know, it's mind over matter, you know, and some days it's, you know, it's prayer, you know, and it's keeping yourself in a good space, so that way you can continue to lead and make the best decision for your company, so that way things don't come tumbling down. But I tell you, man, trying to get to the point to where you have complete and total success, you know, there's a lot of elements coming at you. You know, it's the money, you know, how are we budgeting, you know, the finances. You know, there's sometimes a lot of money coming in, but there's, you know, a lot of people don't see that there's so much money going out. You know, equipment, you have, you could have people to have workman comp claims, people trying to sue you. I mean, it's all things happening all the time behind the scenes. And, you know, you still have to come and, you know, I have this thing where you're always on stage, you know, and, you know, when you're on stage, you know, everyone's looking to see how you're going to react, you know, and how you're going to present yourself, even when things are, you know, not at its greatest point. So as the leader, you know, you always have to present yourself positive, you know, and try to encourage everyone, even when things may be challenging on the back end of your so-called successful business. So there's, you know, it gets real, but, you know, it's fun when you get the opportunity to live it out. You know, the challenges that I speak of, the good days outweigh the bad. But those challenges are real. People don't talk.
Is there anything that you would have done differently, or was it all part of the plan?
It was all part of the plan. I wouldn't have. I would tell you that, you know, a year and a half ago, you know, I just would have never imagined it'd be like this a year and a half ago. A year and a half ago, I thought it was like go time and ready, and, you know, things didn't line up the way I thought they should. Yeah. And then finally, you know, things start to progress, you know, and I wouldn't have had it any other way. I wouldn't have had it any other way. Now was the perfect time.
I like that. Now is the perfect time.
Yeah.
Antoine, this has been an absolute pleasure. I know you're in Michigan. That want to support and support, because it costs, like you said, equipment costs, personnel costs.
Yeah.
Which McDonald's, how can they support you, drive, you know, and follow you? How can they connect with you?
Well, I would say follow me on Facebook and Instagram. But I ain't got neither one.
We got to work on that. That's the 2024 goal. We got to get you a Gram account. So when I ask a question
you got to give me a Gram account. You know, I got a Facebook that don't nobody.
We got to work on that. That's going to be the next goal.
If you want to get in touch with me, call me.
That's fair. Look, this has been amazing. Y'all, he's in Michigan. Buy this McDonald's. Just support. That's how you can support him. Support. Buy. If you want to keep seeing amazing leaders like we have on a day, you know what you got to do. Subscribe, first of all, to the channel. Like, share, subscribe, comment. You like this episode? Say, I like it. This is funny. If you don't like it, then get off my page now. But YouTube, one word, four letters, CVMK, Instagram, it is what it is, underscore show, CVMK underscore global, CVMK 33, TikTok, CVMK Globe, Snapchat, CVMK Global, fan base, CVMK Global, Twitter, CVMK Global. It all rings the same. And where the best supplements are, www.cvmkglobal.store. And until next time, guys, thanks.
If you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape, and it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.